This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
DJB Show. Jennifer off today. Victoria Keelan here. Kara Schillen, Doug Steffen. You can approach us by going to Twitter at OnAirVictoria, at C. Schillen. There are two L's and two N's in her name. Or at Doug Steffen. A lot of times I get from people questions about some of the experts that we have on the program. So from time to time, I ask my friend Warren Eckstein to spend more time. There are a couple of ways you can hear him every day on the program with his tips and with our conversation about what's going on with your pet, listening off the air. This would be a good podcast, part of the DJV Show podcast. The Victoria question to Warren about what to do with her older dog. Warren has great instincts. And so, and by the way, he also has a great mind when it comes. He thinks like a dog. I've been waiting to say that for a long time, and I don't know why. Excuse me. Apparently nobody else is amused with that, but it's okay. Warren has a line of pet products. These I was going to say drugs, but they're actually supplements for dogs and cats. Separate line for dog and cats. Minerals and vitamins called Hits. Good dogs. Hugs and kisses. Where the heck is my mouth today? Hugs and kisses. If you go to hugsandkisses.com, you can sign up for delivery of those. But they really are fabulous. I have my new Daisy. Thanks to Warren putting her on these, and I can see it. It's really interesting to see the difference in her, Warren. She came to me as an injured dog. She's a 2.5. She's still a puppy, kind of. She likes to chew on things. She has a fabulous face and a great, great personality. And given what she'd been through, she was in a cage for months and months and months, which is basically... she was built as a puppy mill, kept breeding her and having puppies and stuff, and so it took its toll on her hips. But now giving her the things like the medications that are in Hugs and Kisses and giving lots of exercise and chiropractic and water therapy and those sorts of things, I can see her. She loves tearing around the farm now. She still favors it, but she's doing okay. And the reason I bring it up is because I think that you never give up on your dog or your cat. Never, ever, ever. I never gave up on Charlotte. Never.
You know, you're absolutely right. I always look at it from perspective. When you're absolutely right, I do think like a dog. Just the other day, I was driving along. Someone cut me off, and instead of doing what normal people do, I started barking and growling. But, you know, it's interesting because, you know, their behaviors change, and we fall in love with them, and a lot of people don't understand. And that's why I'm such an advocate. When you go to a shelter, you should be able to meet the dog at the shelter or the cat at the shelter in a quiet area. You can't judge the dog who's been either abused or abandoned or left alone or a puppy mill scenario. You need some time to really get to understand what that dog's behavior is all about. And that's why I encourage people when they go to a shelter, you know, go there, spend some time, get to learn a little bit about the dogs, but don't necessarily determine a personality of a dog or a cat when they're incarcerated. Get them out a little bit. Let the staff take you out. That's why I fight so many shelters. There are so many great shelters across the country, but so many shelters also are shelters that are run by people that run it like a business. And when you're dealing with living things that have emotions and feelings, it's not a business. The word shelter means taking the best care you possibly can. I'm fighting with a shelter right now. I'm off the subject. I'm fighting with a shelter right now in Southern California. I have a close friend of mine, and I'm on the board of directors for an organization that supplies blankets to dog shelters all across the country. You know, in the cold weather, we give them blankets, we give them toys, whatever they need. Yeah. There's a shelter that refuses to accept blankets for the dogs because they're too hard. The blankets are too hard to take care of. In the meantime, the dogs are freezing. They're laying on concrete. They're getting sores. These are the type of battles that I deal with every single day. So sometimes you have to look at life from the dog or cat's perspective to kind of make a decision of how abusive and how cruel certain people can actually be.
Yeah. I get the reason, one of the reasons I brought up the DJV connection on Twitter, at Doug Steph, and I do get questions from time to time to be directed toward you or stories. This woman sent me the story of a dog who stayed by a missing toddler's side until the youngster was found. This happened down in Mississippi. The parents woke up to find this kid missing from his bed. They were very worried, obviously, about his safety. Sheriff's Department put out a search party. They found the child. He had autism. He was found later in the afternoon that day in a forest. And the reason they found him is because they heard the dog barking. The dog could hear people coming. The dog barked. And when they found this boy, they found the dog had been with him since he left. The dog went with him when he left the house and didn't leave his side, which really kind of tells you something, doesn't it? They talk about friendship and that sort of thing. I'm sure you've heard plenty of stories.
I was looking at a story this morning where a guy passed away, and at his funeral, at his cemetery, they actually bought the guy's horse, the horse had been with the guy forever. And you
really?
Can, this may sound eccentric, and heaven forbid I should sound eccentric, but you could actually see the tears in the horse's eyes. You could see the horse's eyes. And I remember years ago people saying, Warren, dogs and cats, animals don't really cry. And I remember sitting down with a very, very well-known person that investigated chimp behavior and studied in Africa and whatever. And we had a great conversation, and we both agreed that we believe that animals do have the ability to have emotions and cry, yet so many people just assume that they don't.
Of course,
you're absolutely right. You've seen it. I'm sure you've seen it with Charlotte and the other animals as well. So I admire the relationship. If people could have the relationship, in other words, if dogs and cats were like people, I probably wouldn't like them as much, because they don't care about your politics, they don't care about your religion, they don't care about the way you smell, they don't care about the way you look. They love you for who you are. And if people can learn that lesson from animals, man, this is the world I want to be in.
And then there are the signs that your dog is upset with you. I saw this had you written all over it. Here are the 10 signs that mean your dog is upset with you. Number one, his ears are flattened. You notice that? Daisy has this very interesting way of picking up her ears. Charlotte never had it before, picking up her ears and looking kind of silly when she picks them up. But ears flattened in a horse, it means the horse is about to take a shot at you, right?
In your case, Daisy just doesn't want to listen to you, so she covers them up. I had enough of dog food today. I'm going to cover my ear. But you know, a dog's ears, they go in so many different directions to pick up different sounds. So much, so much more, so much better used than our own ears. So you're absolutely right. Yeah.
All right. Another sign your dog is upset with you: he pees on your stuff. Number three, the dog is always yawning. Number four, licking his private parts. Number five, growling at you. Number six, avoiding eye contact. Number seven, won't obey commands. Number eight, stiffens up when he's around you or she's around you. Number nine, tail tucked in. Number ten, the whites of her eyes are showing. Is that any of that make sense?
A lot of that's interesting body language. There's a couple of things. I don't know that when a dog is upset, they lick themselves. I don't think that's part of it. That's a whole different reason, you know, a whole instinctive reason that they do that. You can, and peeing, you know, when a dog pees on your stuff, people assume that that's a bad thing, and I guess I can understand that. But when a dog pees on your stuff, in reality, remember the story of Hansel and Gretel? When Hansel and Gretel, they would drop breadcrumbs so they could find their way home. In the dog world, when they mark with urine, or the cat world, when they mark your items with urine, it's always done when you're on or you're away from the home. And by marking, what they're doing is leaving their scent, so in fact, in their mind, you can find your way home. Then you come in the house and you yell at the dog for peeing on your carpet, when in fact he was peeing because he wanted you to come home.
He's like, "Hey, I just love you."
That's why we make our dogs neurotic. But in reality, generally speaking, when a dog pees, usually it's around the pillow or on a bed or something to that effect, where your strong scent is. It's a way of marking, so you will find your way back home.
Right,
now you feel guilty, don't you?
She hasn't done that for me. She's pooped a couple times in the house. And I think that's just because she didn't know she was pooping in the crate that she was in for those months.
So she's gotten
away from it. But are there such things as punishment poops when a dog is upset with you? That was one of the things that was on this list. That
I give them a lot of credit, but I can't see any dog sitting down and say, you know, that guy Doug, he left me alone, he forgot to feed me. You know what I'm going to do? I think I'm going to go poop over there. I'll show him. I don't think they analyze it. I think a dog poops when he has to poop. I don't think, and the only other way that can happen, if let's say your dog isn't housebroken and he is pooping a lot, and when you come home, you're paying a lot of attention. Bad dog, fooey, what did you do? Wait till daddy comes home. Mm-hmm. Then in reality, what you're doing is you're reinforcing a negative behavior, which a lot of people do.
All right. Here's a final item. Pet owners say they want their vet to remain actively involved when it comes to medicating their animals. There's a survey that came out from VetCentric showing that 96% of those with companion animals believe it's important their veterinarian stay connected with this aspect of the pet care. 51% said this was very important. They also feel that getting their pet's medication directly from the vet is a way to accomplish this. So my question to you, we have an epidemic of drugs being dispensed to humans. Is that a problem with pets as well?
Yes, it can be. Very often someone will go and say, listen, hey, doc, give me something to calm my dog down. Rather than look at it from a behavioral standpoint, the doc will give him Valium or Xanax or whatever to calm the dog down. So that's and you hit another point also. In terms of medication, you don't have to buy your medication. There are new laws. You don't have to buy your medication at the veterinary hospital. You can ask the vet to give you a written prescription, and you can often save a lot of money by going to like a Walgreens or a Walmart or Target, whatever. However, if your dog is on a drug like insulin every day, then it may be a good idea to spend the extra money so you can have that monitoring effect with your veterinarian back and forth on a regular basis.
And also compound pharmacies can really help you save. My dog's on heart medicine, so the compound pharmacy has saved us a lot of money.
All right, good advice. A lot of good things at thepetshow.com. Warren Eckstein, always wonderful to have you here. Thank you for your time. Speaking of times, 18 after the hour, time for you to think about last night and how well you slept or you didn't sleep. If you didn't sleep well, and you do have MyPillows, maybe there are other things at MyPillow.com that you should be considering to make your rest even better. For example, this week they have a mattress topper special. Save lots of money. Use the code DJV for the pillow specials, the mattress topper specials, whatever it is that you want. You'll get a deal using DJV as the code when you go to MyPillow.com.
Hi friends, it's Victoria Keelan. Let's talk about your health. There's no question you need omega-3s, but which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? It can be confusing. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus from our friends at Purity Products. I take them every day and I love it because it combines ultra-pure fish oil for your heart and krill oil for your joints together in one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote your cardiovascular health in ways your doctor will love. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just about 7 days, so you will feel better, guaranteed. Purity is so sure that Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. They want to send you a free bottle just to put it to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil anymore. It's both, and now it's free. Just pay a little shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now, 1-800-355-1493. That's 1-800-355-1493.
Are you a pescatarian? If not, you may want to seriously consider this fish and plant-based diet. I'm Dr. Borenstein, and this is Dr. V on Call. Colorectal cancer is the second leading cause of cancer in the U.S., and every year more and more people under 50 are diagnosed with it. Much attention is being given to diet as a potential contributing factor. Driving home the point is a new study involving vegetarians, which concurs. Vegetarians, as a whole, have a 22% lower colorectal cancer risk. Those who also add fish to their diet have a whopping 43% less risk than the general population. We don't know why pescatarians fare better. Other than eating fish and more fiber, they generally eat less sweets, smoke less, and exercise more. Whatever it is, doctors agree on one thing. Prevention is the primary goal in stopping all kinds of cancer, and pescatarians seem to be on to something.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
So in the entertainment news at 23 and change past the hour on the DJV show, Victoria and Karen and I focusing on Melissa Rivers, who, remember, lived with her mother, Joan, for a long time, and now she's letting go of the home. You know what really is shocking? Joan Rivers died 4 years ago.
Oh, my gosh.
That really, you know,
yeah.
I'm thinking that, and woof. Anyway, she would have celebrated her 85th birthday this week. They've listed the Pacific Palisades home that they had together out. They lived together for 20 years. I remember this home wasn't very far from the house that I had down in Santa Monica Canyon. It's not overly done. I mean, $6 million for a house in Pacific Palisades is no castle. It's not close to the water. It's a nice place, but you know, it's nothing. It's a 6-bed, 6-bath. They call it an estate unless they drive around. Look at the rest of Pacific Palisades. And then you know what an estate is. One of the things I liked about it is that she had a little bungalow with it. The houses, that's what I like about it. Now I'm finding when I stay in the winter time, I don't want to own a home anymore out there, but a lot of the bigger homes have these little cute bungalows. That's where I stayed last year, in a little bungalow. And there's plenty of, you know, it's usually a bedroom or two and that kind of stuff. That's the story on Melissa Rivers. I've always thought she was quite interesting. Is that the right word? I think she's very smart.
She is,
yep. Learned a lot from her mother, but she was smart on her own.
Yeah. I've interviewed her a couple times. I love Melissa Rivers.
You like her.
She's fabulous. Yep. Yeah.
All right, 25 after the hour. Speaking of fab, musically, Beyonce and Jay-Z fans can win tickets now, according to the announcement today, to their new tour. This is a new initiative to support their upcoming On the Run 2 tour. Both Beyonce and Jay-Z are offering fans the opportunity to win free tickets in exchange for performing good acts, charitable acts, which is very cool, I think, anyway.
Love this.
Beyonce's Be Good Foundation, teaming up with the Prince Trust in the UK and Global Citizen elsewhere on a plan to reward fans for performing acts of kindness through these organizations. Foundation said, quote, the Be Good, Do Good initiative, along with our amazing partners, is calling upon you to lift your voices. Whenever you are and whatever your skills, talents, and resources, this has got to be your... You know, everybody has talents that are of value to other people in the community. So do that, and you'll be able to... I'm not sure what the how that operates, or how do they get the tickets?
Well, I think through the site, you go in, and then you enter into the program, and then however many points you accrue, I think that earns you tickets.
I believe today is the first day of the tour opening up in Europe, and then it comes to the U.S. later in the month. So something, but certainly a good initiative, well thought out. Good. Good for them. Also in the music news today, iHeartRadio's annual music festival has announced their lineup. It'll be in Las Vegas, as usual, in September. All-star lineup includes Justin Timberlake, Jack White, Carrie Underwood, Mariah Carey, The Imagine Dragons, Jason Aldean, Sam Smith, Luke Bryan, Leonard Skinner, Panic at the Disco, Kelly Clarkson, Shawn Mendes, and Logic, and apparently there are some others that are trying to...
That's a huge lineup.
That is a big lineup. Well, this is a big... a thing. This is what iHeart uses. I use this, I say this lovingly as an excuse. This is a huge moneymaker for them and a huge attention getter for their radio stations, the music radio stations. And it's always hosted by Ryan. It's at the T-Mobile Arena in Las Vegas. And isn't it interesting now? I've stopped. You don't have to say his last name anymore. Everybody knows when you say Ryan, people know who you're talking about, right? Isn't that the case?
Pretty much. Yeah.
Yeah, right. On the CW network. So, that'll be something, but they're putting together all the people that'll be there, and it'll be a good show. Always is. 28 after the hour.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule.
I'm Mark Gastineau. I played in the NFL for 10 years. I was diagnosed with CTE, with dementia, Alzheimer's, and Parkinson's. The fruits and vegetables that we take from Balance of Nature is the best thing that we could ever do. And I'm calling in now to order extra because my wife has been taking mine because she sees a difference in me. It is a wonderful thing that Balance of Nature is doing. I hear the testimonies on the radio, but I'm a testimony for myself. And the fruits and vegetables, if I don't take them every single day, my day is not going to go the same. So God bless you, and thank you for what you've done for my wife and I.
When you call, use discount code DJV, and we'll take 35% off your first month's order and ship it to you free. Call 800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com and use discount code DJV.
Hey, it's Victoria from the DJV Show. Have you ever Googled yourself or your business? Those search results are usually the first impression that people form of you and your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a huge impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 855-432-4886 now. That's 855-432-4886 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it at ReputationDefender.com. Their dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 855-432-4886 to learn more. That's 855-432-4886. Or visit ReputationDefender.com/Doug.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. President Trump and North Korea's Kim Jong-un are both in Singapore getting ready for their historic summit. North Korea says it will focus on a permanent, firm peace regime and denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula. The president says his aim is to give Kim a chance to commit to a denuclearization process. He does acknowledge, though, that the process could take some time. many are giving the president advice. Here's some from former U.N. Ambassador Bill Richardson.
The only caution I would give the president is not be photographed too much with a smiling Kim Jong-un, because they use that in North Korea for dramatic propaganda purposes.
The summit is scheduled to start Tuesday morning in Singapore. That will be Monday evening in the United States. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-561-5716. That's 800-561-5716. Again, 800-561-5716.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now, 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Again, isn't that nice? We are here, you are there, and it's a nice combination for some fun conversation on the DJV show. Doug Steffen, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen on the air. You can like us on Facebook, facebook.com/DJV show. See some pictures of, we posted some pictures of Daisy. People have reacted to that. Daisy May is my new bulldog. People, it's fun. I've begun to pay more attention to some of the comments, because sometimes I've had the time to do it, sometimes I don't. But I like, you know, I'm the good, the bad, and the ugly, all part of it. But what's, over the years, one of the things I've realized, Victoria, is how people want to know more about you and what's going on in your life. I don't know whether they ask you questions about, maybe it's just because it's me and I've been open about my life, pretty much what's going on in my life. I don't mind being personal. I don't want to be private, but I don't mind being personal, telling stories about the farm and the dog and my children and my grandson. Matter of fact, last night, this was so funny. I had FaceTime with Miles. Miles, about once a week, wants to have FaceTime with Gramps. Mm-hmm. So his big, last night, he was so excited. He was in the bathtub when he called on FaceTime. And his big announcement was that he doesn't have to use a diaper anymore. He's very proud of himself. He's pooping and peeing on his own, and no accidents in school this week.
Oh, wow.
I guess that's
a big
step. Well, it is. I mean, think about it. You don't have children when you have children. He's 3 and a half.
Okay.
And so now he's like, this is the big thing. And it was very funny. And so I was sitting in my chair in my office about 9:15. I just got home. And then he said, well, Gramps, what's going on? He said it like that, like he's some little old man. Gramps, what's going on? I said, I just got back from working at the farm. And I was holding my phone with my hands, and he looked at my hands, and they were all covered with dirt and grease. He said, Gramps, what's on your hands? And I said, dirt and grease. And he says, well, you can go to, because we were talking about going to bed. He's getting ready to go to bed, and I'm getting ready to go to bed. And he said, well, I guess you can go to bed with dirty hands. At which point, Megan just started roaring in laughter. No, Gramps will probably wash his hands before he goes to sleep.
I like that Megan said probably.
Yes, right. Sure, I did all of those things. But
I've heard stories of how dirty you get on the farm. And
Well, you won't see much of that when we have dinner tomorrow.
My spy up in Massachusetts has told me plenty of stories.
So anyway, it's just kind of fun. Relate to your loved ones. Relate. That's one of the great things about technology, as much as we decry it and what it has done to us in terms of negative, but the positive, and that's one of the things that I was talking about earlier, how you can find good and bad in anything, but find the good. How can you, and Megan and I said this last night, how much fun it is to be able to look at it. And I like to look at her and her smiling face and just get into whatever is going on with her. And my son calls with his girlfriend now, and it just is fun to have that connection, to be able to see them and know that they are A-okay. So there you go. Speaking of pictures, there's a very interesting story today after a woman appeared on HGTV. Have you heard this? This woman, her name is Nicole McGinnis. She lives in South Carolina. She had brain cancer, and she was able to lick it. She was searching for the perfect beach house, and she made an appearance on Beachfront Bargain Hunt. Do you watch that on Home and Garden?
I actually have seen that show.
Yeah.
I have seen that.
On the show, she looked happy and healthy as she began her search with the help of her father, and she wasn't aware of any kind of health problem that was lurking. But when her episode of the show aired, an ear, nose, and throat surgeon at NYU named Dr. Eric Voigt watched. He noticed a lump on her throat that apparently she hadn't noticed. And he said, I felt obliged to let her know. They may not know, that they have something when you look at that. So he tracked down Ms. McGinnis on social media, used Facebook to share a portion of the show in hopes that he would be able to connect with her. And he did. And he said, you know, you ought to have that checked out. She had a biopsy, and he was right. She has throat cancer.
Oh, after brain cancer, now she's got throat cancer?
Yeah. But she didn't get it, or she didn't notice it, or didn't feel it, or something, because she wasn't aware of it until he... But imagine taking the trouble. The point here, in part, is that here's a man that saw this on a TV show. He looked at that, and he said, you know, I recognize this. It's especially, he recognizes the, you know, lumps. Women don't have Adam's apples, and so you see a lump in the throat, and you better do something about it. So he went to the trouble to find her and tell her that she ought to get it checked out, and she did, and because of that, she probably will survive.
Wow.
So,
you know, I always remember I was watching The Tonight Show one night a couple years ago with Jimmy Fallon, and Dr. Oz was on, and they were joking about something, and Jimmy waved his hand sort of in a fun gesture, and Dr. Oz stopped the whole interview and said, Jimmy, let me look at your hand. And so I could think Jimmy thought he was doing a joke or something. So Dr. Oz looks at Jimmy's hand. He said, that's a cancer. You've got skin cancer on your hand. You've got to get that removed immediately. And I think it was melanoma. So he just, doctors just amaze me with the ability of things that they see, and it must just be, I wonder if their brains are just always on, and you're always looking at things
happens.
Like that.
Yeah, I think that happens, frankly. There's a couple of other things that I just float in front of you because it's interesting. In this circumstance, we so focus on diseases and what's being done to curb cancer and heart disease and those sorts of things in our country. A woman who had been given a false diagnosis of cancer committed suicide. These sorts of things, when you look at the good side and the bad side of this, I just see a couple of these things when they come together here. A woman who had stage 4 breast cancer, when it was discovered after she got engaged and set up her wedding, that she went through with the wedding. That's the stage 4. My only wife had stage 4 breast cancer for 21 years. And it was not a pretty picture, I'll tell you that. So here's another one. A mother discovers a cancerous tumor on her foot during a pedicure. So keep getting those manis and pedis there, ladies. Do you get manicures and pedicures, you two of you?
Yeah, actually, Kara, did you get one yesterday, or you said you're going today?
No, I got one yesterday. I was talking about it actually.
We were just talking about nails, actually, during a break.
Really? Is that going to make it into the DJB podcast this week?
I doubt it. It's not really that riveting.
It wasn't that exciting.
Really? Oh, I think people would find that fascinating. I'd like to listen to you talk about your feet.
Well, I was talking about my fingernails, not my toenails. All I said was that it was actually nice out, and at my new apartment, I can walk places. Everything's within walking distance, so I walked somewhere and got my nails done. It wasn't very thrilling content, but yeah, I get them done.
Just stuff girls talk about.
Get them done occasionally.
Girl talk. All right. Well, speaking of girl talk, Saudi Arabia this week has issued its first 10 driver's licenses to women. The licenses have come forward. The kingdom reversed its ban on female drivers, as you'll remember, talked about that earlier this year. Many consider this emblematic of the ultra-conservative domestic policies that are going down the drain, thanks to Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman. He said that he would end the ban last year. Women were being trained to drive earlier this year, and now the licenses are going to be issued starting this week. So how about that? Doesn't that sound like it's the Cro-Magnon era for some reason? Or other?
Yes, but thank God that at least some progress is being made.
Making that kind of progress in that name. 43 after the hour, you're listening to today's DJV show.
Their mission was Mars, but on the fifth day, they had burritos.
Oh, no. What have we done?
Close the door.
Warning, heartburn and gas detected.
They wanted to go home until a scientist saved their dignity with new Tums Chewy Bites plus gas relief.
Everyone, hold on.
This season, get fast heartburn and gas relief that's out of this world. New Tums Chewy Bites plus gas relief. Available in the store near you.
Here is your healthcare update with America's healthcare advocate, Carrie Hall.
Do antioxidants really have a positive effect on our health and reverse the aging process? I'll be right back to tell you. Do antioxidants really reverse the aging process? Well, here's some real numbers that should make a difference to you. Death rates for people that take antioxidants are down by 50%. Cancer deaths are down by 13%. Cancer survival rates are up by 50%. Heart attack and stroke down by 50%. Skin cancer down by 70%. Infections are down by 50%. And cataracts are down by 27 to 36%. Those are some pretty powerful numbers, ladies and gentlemen, that show that antioxidants really do make a big difference in your life if you choose to take them. They can really reverse the aging process and allow you a much happier, healthier life. The cost of vitamins and minerals is small, especially compared with the money saved on drugs, doctor bills, hospitalization, and the ultimate effects of combined aging.
Doug Steffen here with a focus on your smile. How bright and white is your smile? Now, you drink a lot of coffee or tea, maybe you drink too much red wine, or maybe you smoke. You ought to stop doing that. But if you haven't yet, you want to shine up that grin of yours. You've tried a lot of tooth whitening products, perhaps. The trays and gels, chuck 'em. I'm going to give you a five-minute solution to your problem. A brighter, whiter smile is yours using Power Swabs. Clinically studied using a patented natural tooth detergent and whitening agent to lighten those stains. It starts in 5 minutes. Snap, swab, and smile. That's right. A couple of minutes, and those coffee stains, tea stains, smoking stains are gonzo. Call 800-208-1797. Tell them you heard about it here on the DJV show. Get 50% off the retail price. Power Swabs, 800-208-1797. Do you get enough rest? Are you constantly restless when you're in bed? Do you fall asleep but you can't stay asleep? If you have that problem, try MyPillow. Now, like me, you can get a great night's sleep every night. Great sleep is important for your health and well-being. And the best offer that I can give you right now from MyPillow is to go to MyPillow.com and get four pillows for the price of two. Two premium pillows, two go-anywhere pillows. Even better, 50% off the regular retail price. Two premium pillows, two go-anywhere pillows, 50% off at MyPillow.com. Made with 100% cotton, machine washable and dryable. MyPillow made in our country. Backed by a 10-year warranty, 60-day guarantee. Act fast. Get yours now. Get to a better night's rest. MyPillow.com. Use the promo code DJV for the half-price deals at MyPillow.com. Promo code DJV.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Don't forget, please, I say please, I'm not benefiting from this, but you sure as heck can, the Works giveaway, Father's Day giveaway, the GT Revolution trimmer, edger, mower, and the portable power cleaner. This is really great stuff. $250 worth of good things that all you have to do is register to win, and we're going to give away. As a matter of fact, I think, Kara, did you pull out another name? You go, by the way, you're registering at djvshow.com. That's all you have to do. Fill out the contest form. Make sure you put the Works giveaway in the subject line. So what's we had Janet
we're
going to
announce,
Chrisman.
Yes. We had Janet Chrisman earlier this week, and then we're going to announce a winner next hour. That's when we'll have the winner. Yeah.
Okay. That would be very exciting. Thank you. I think that means that she doesn't have it yet, folks, but it's okay.
Okay. Well, I'm just trying to make it sound nice, but you
yes,
can
I understand.
Go ahead.
People in the news. Scott Peterson, remember him? The resource officer.
Girl.
Yeah, the offerer. At the Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School in Parkland.
Oh, no, wait. I'm thinking Scott Peterson who murdered his wife.
No, the murderer
of
his wife.
That's why I'm saying the murderer.
No.
Okay.
This is Scott with one T versus the Scott with two Ts is the guy who killed his wives. Scott with one T is the guy who was the resource officer who hid when the school was being attacked. He says he's haunted by his inaction. He had an interview in this week's, I think it was yesterday's Washington Post. He was branded a coward by many because, anyway, he says, it's haunting. I've cut that day up in 1,000 ways with a million different what-if scenarios, but the bottom line is I was there to protect, and I lost 17. However, he believes he's been treated unfairly by the news media, which has accused him of failing to do anything during the shooting. Quote, how can they keep saying I did nothing? I'm getting on the radio to call in the shooting. I'm locking the school down. I'm clearing kids out of the courtyard. They have the video and call logs. But he admits he's haunted by his failure to go into the building. I just didn't know what to do, he says. Mm. So, yeah, blah, blah.
I'm assuming those guys don't wear bulletproof vests.
Probably not in a school.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. Maybe
David
that's something,
Hogg.
Maybe that's
what?
Something that needs to happen now. Because then you know, you'd be maybe more likely to run into the building. You have a gun. It's not like you're running in unarmed.
David Hogg, who also is from the same scenario, the kid that's been everywhere becoming a media star, a SWAT team responded to a call at his house yesterday. The caller said there was a person with a weapon inside the home. The call was determined to be a hoax, so he does have his detractors and people are taking shots at him, not literally.
Yeah,
but
this whole swatting thing, we talked about it a few months ago when someone was actually killed when someone called a SWAT team on it.
Yeah.
It's becoming
right.
More and more popular. And
it's
I,
dangerous.
It needs
popular
to
is not a good word, yeah.
No.
It's way too much. Yeah, right, exactly. Yeah. 10 before the hour.
The This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders. And they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-676-9879. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Pests, wherever you are, I will find you. Pests, you've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-676-9879. 1-800-676-9879. 30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305. With promo code GCN.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Here we are with another visit from Warren Eckstein. The Pet Show is the weekend show that everybody who has a dog, a cat, even a pet rat, people who have pet rats, listen to Warren's show to find out how to take care of their rats. Did you know, Warren, that rats laugh when they get tickled? Who wants to tickle a rat, however? That'd be my
I don't
question.
Think the ones in New York City laugh.
Who's... I don't know. Yeah, but dogs smile. Do cats smile? Dogs smile. I know they do.
Yeah,
what about cats?
All living things smile. When they're happy, they smile. You have to. Sometimes you have to interpret their smile, but all living things smile.
Mm-hmm. All right. So you smile. Do you smile when you're around your dogs?
The only time.
Yeah. Oh, no. Come on. All right. So there's a survey suggesting the question has been asked, and it's been asked more than once by more than one person, I guess, about a hypothetical. If there was a danger, let's say there's a fire in your house, and the spouse looks at you and says, who do you save first, the dog or me? And the answer is, what's the appropriate answer? Come on, Warren, you're on the spot now.
But see now, it's not just something. This was actually a major study by sociologists and anthropologists at Northeastern University and the University of Colorado. So this was a major study. So the question comes up, if there's a human being and an animal, and you can only save one, who do you choose to save? Mm-hmm. Now, I've had this argument with a lot of people. Now, a lot depends on
it erupts
the
into an argument, does it?
Sometimes it does, and usually there are other radio hosts. But here's the bottom line, and of course, one of the radio hosts is a really nice guy. Goes to me, of course, Warren, you have to save the human being first. So I said to him, let me ask you a question.
I know who you're talking about.
If it's Benji, Lassie, and Boomer, and Hitler and Bin Laden, who are you saving? He couldn't answer.
He didn't answer? Right, really?
He couldn't answer. He said,
He didn't answer?
He said, you got me, Warren. Exact words, you got me. First time this guy ever said that. But it's true. In other words, I believe that life is life. I don't believe that one life is more important than another life. So, for example, if I have only the choice of saving someone or something that I believe led a decent, good life, that's where I'm headed. That's where I'll go back to save the second guy, maybe. But first, I'm saving the...
I can give you plenty of examples of me liking cows, horses, and dogs a lot better than many of the people that are in my life. If somebody said, you want to save your cow? I would probably say, yeah. Yeah, I would.
People criticize people like you. They criticize people like me. And they always have to go back to, well, you love animals more than you love people. My response has always been, you're absolutely right.
But, hello, yes, that's why I do this for a living.
But they don't understand that. This human ego, this major ego that people have, think that we're so much better than every other living thing on this planet, that of course we're more important, so we have to save humans first. I don't disagree. I mean, I don't agree. But I would say that most people would disagree with us and say you have to save the human first. But
good. Let them disagree. It's okay.
They're wrong.
Yep.
The Harris County Animal Shelter in Houston has put out an urgent plea to the public. There were a couple of hundred dogs and cats dropped off there over the past Memorial Day weekend. The shelter holds 150 animals and almost 400 available for adoption. And they put as many as four animals into enclosures that were intended for one or two. So how do you do that? The good thing is Daisy came to me as a saved dog. She was in a puppy mill. And so now you can find pretty much anything you want if you're looking around. You don't have to go to the kennel. As a matter of fact, the smart kennels are helping to get these dogs adopted, aren't they?
Yeah, 25% of all dogs at shelters across the country are purebred dogs. So if you're looking for a schnauzer, a collie, a cocker spaniel, or a bulldog, you can find one for adoption, absolutely. I can't wait till the word puppy mill is out of our speech altogether. It's the most, I was involved actually going back to the 70s with breaking up puppy mills with the Amish in Pennsylvania.
Really? Yeah. Well, I told you that Daisy was in a puppy mill down in Alabama or Arkansas someplace. And they bred her, and she had two litters before she was two and a half. She had the first one, she was about a year, and then another one. And it looks like the vet tells me that it looks like it was only 3 or 4 months ago when she had the last litter.
The bottom line is, and this is the way I always say it, animals will never treat people the way people treat animals, and that's why I love animals so much.
Yeah, right. I'm with you. But I love you, Warren. It's okay. We're two-legged animals, as a matter of speaking, right? We're all a part of the mammalian, the phyla mammalian. All right. Warren Eckstein, check out his show at thepetshow.com. It's 59 past the hour.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
You have been lied to, generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror, and now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.